Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. We got an hour left in the program, so you got plenty of time to get in here. We haven't talked about our Astros in quite a while, so let's get back to that. A 7-0 win yesterday. Oh, all the Jose Abreu haters. Two hits, a double. He got his OPS up to about 600 now, so just shut up, everybody. Can we stop already with the Jose Abreu hate? Can we stop? All right, the dude is going to be just fine. He's a great. He's a really, really good hitter, and he's going to be just fine. So Dana Brown met the media apparently, and he's doing a pretty good job. All right, man. I'll tell you what. Well, I mean, he hasn't really had to acquire much. He's been handed a pretty damn good team, but there's a lot of stuff that goes on. What was he looking to accomplish here? What was he looking to accomplish when he first got this job in Houston?
Yeah, so the first thing I did when I came over is I told these guys, look, you guys are good. Of course, you won the World Series last year. The team's in really good shape. The one thing I'd like to do is see if we can create some depth, some starter depth. I'm always looking for starter depth because I understand – that if you have starter depth, it puts your team in a good position, you know, to win, you know, the division and then go on and to win, go deep into the postseason. You know, I was telling the guys, like, when I was in Atlanta in 2022, you know, we kind of ran out of gas with our starter depth. And you know, I thought our team was better, but our guys were out of gas, and we had an earlier exit in the postseason. Whereas this club, you know, last year they had the 6-man rotation. They had a really good bullpen. At the end, they just plowed through everyone because they had that depth, and they were very fresh, and they had a good bullpen.
Yeah, it's all true. All that is true. 6-man rotation. If McCullers was healthy right now, I don't even maybe they would have a 6-man rotation right now. I don't know. Maybe. When they get into tough stretches during the season, you have to look at the schedule and see when, you know, there are times when they're going to play 30 games in 32 days or something or whatever. There's going to be tough stretches in the season where you might go to the 6-man rotation. I'm convinced it won't take long before a 6-man rotation is going to be a thing that every team is going to be doing, just like went from 4 to 5. It'll go to 6 because to save arms and everything else. Can you walk into a better situation as a GM than walking into this job? Honestly,
I was thinking about that. You know, the hardest impulse to control is going to be trying to put your own stamp on things unnecessarily.
Right.
When you come into something that's working, how hard is it going to be to, I mean, you want to be known for, you want to, like, you got to be careful not to screw things up.
You know, Click did a nice job in that respect.
He kept the train running.
He added bullpen help. He kept the train running. I mean, without Carlos Correa, of course they had Peña in the system.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
You know, he didn't. Yeah,
he didn't screw around too much.
And
made
they
some
went on to win
made
the
some sharp moves in bullpen.
Yeah,
really good bullpen moves. I mean, James Click deserves
Graveman.
he deserves.
He did Graveman, Montero.
Is a positive experience for Astros.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything to screw anything up. He added good bullpen, and it was a historically great bullpen for the postseason.
Neris.
Especially World Series.
Neris, Montero, Graveman. Who else did he add? I think that might be about it. But the Dodgers guy who never.
Not Baez. Was that before him?
It was him, wasn't it? Yeah, it was him.
Was it him?
Yeah.
It's hard to remember because we barely saw Baez.
Yeah.
Chopping it up there at 84 miles an hour. Yeah,
not everything works out great, right?
Well, it can't be.
No, it can't. Not every move's going to work out
great. By the way, Forrest Whitley, 7 punch outs yesterday.
Wow. How about that? I was actually listening. It was on during the day. I was listening to the game on 92.5 yesterday. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. 7 strikeouts in the game yesterday. Forrest Whitley.
Yeah. How about him as a 6th starter? Bring him up now.
I guess we'll keep him around for a little bit longer. See what happens. What a great story would that be if.
Okay.
Forrest Whitley, of all this stuff, ended up becoming a major league starter.
What if, who is more apt to be a good good pro, Zion Williamson or Forrest Whitley?
Zion.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Forrest has been in the business longer than Zion. He still can't get a look.
Are you sure about that?
Who's played more games?
Zion.
By
114.
Yeah. Because Forrest plays an 162-game schedule. Of course, he's a pitcher. So who has been dressed up in major league? Who has been dressed up in professional sports clothes more? Still Zion.
Zion. Well, but no. He's been on. If you're in the minors, you're a professional.
You're a minor league player.
You're a professional.
You're not a major.
If you get paid for the job, you're a professional.
Okay. Are you getting paid major league salary?
It's not major league. It's a professional.
No, how is he a professional when they were getting paid like $3,200 a year?
That's professional. You're getting paid to
play. They got paid like $1,700 a year and some crackers.
When you get paid to play, you're a professional.
And they had the minor leaguers had the crackers and Frank's hot sauce on it. Like, that's your food.
You're a pro.
Eat it. There's a can of beans right there. You're in the minor leagues. You and your other 9 friends who live in the same 2-bedroom, shut your mouth. It's like, are we in Mumbai right now? Is minor league baseball, are we in Mumbai, India?
No.
It's like I'm one of those trains in Mumbai.
I don't know if you heard about the new collective bargaining
agreement.
Yeah,
they got a new one now.
Yeah.
Now, after they made minor league baseball players live in squalor.
Well.
Like, abject squalor. They could pool 9 of their salaries and barely afford a 2-bedroom. Funky smelling feet all over the place.
Pros
smelling like taints.
Pros in a lot of occupations. Live in squalor, okay? Is she a pro? Yeah. How does she live in? In squalor, okay?
Not pros.
She's a pro.
No.
She's still in the biz, okay?
Yeah, you're talking about... No, the real pros now is like Instagram influencers.
Okay.
And yeah.
That's different, okay? It's different.
That's the big leagues.
It's different
That's the big leagues.
It's different being the Derek Jeter of your league.
I'm not talking about somebody over there by NRG Stadium. I'm talking about... You know,
still
I'm talking
pros.
About people trying to pull golfers
still all
and
pros.
Basketball players.
Still all pros.
Nah, not to me. There's levels to this.
Well, sure, there's levels.
Okay, so an A-ball player.
Is Mauricio Dubon going to make as much as Jordan? No.
You consider an A-ball player. You consider a G League player
a pro. He's a pro.
So anybody who plays for money is a pro.
Yeah, now all college kids are pros. They're pros now. They get paid to play. Yes.
Yeah, there
they've
is
been
no
getting paid to play.
Yeah.
Now we know about it, and they're taxed on it. That's the only difference.
Yeah, that's true. Some don't get paid.
Yeah, no. Well, a lot of them don't get paid, but the ones who do get paid are pros. You're a pro, okay? And if she's walking near NRG Stadium, she's a pro.
She's not a – no. Are you a professional radio host?
Yes. Well, I'm not professional all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
But I am.
Let me think about this. So you're a professional burger flipper. If you work at McDonald's, so anybody who gets paid for anything, look, there's been a lot of people.
It's called a profession. Yes, that's your profession.
I don't care what the definition, quote unquote, is. That's your opinion of the definition. My opinion of the definition is way different. You have to be good
for
to be a pro. Like, have you had dealt with customer service people? They ain't pros. I know that's their profession, but not for long when they just hang up on you.
Just because you're bad at it, there's a lot of bad. Johnny Manziel was a pro. He wasn't good at his job.
Yeah, but he was an NFL. He was drafted.
That's
okay. If you have a draft, that makes you a pro.
He wasn't very good at
it. If you have a draft.
Is Mason Rudolph a pro?
Okay. If you have a draft and you make over six figures, you're a pro. That's the definition.
That's the definition.
Six figures and you have a draft. So minor leaguers, you can't be it. And you can't count.
I don't know if you heard, they were drafted.
You have to make six figures. I put that stipulation in there, too.
They made it.
And you can't eat crackers and hot sauce for a
signing
dinner.
Bonuses, they made it, Lance.
I'm not counting signing bonuses.
Oh.
Because you know what? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were any Latin players ever? They signed it for like $600.
No, a lot of them, they signed for a lot more.
Here's your $300. Shut up and eat these crackers in minor league. He's like, can I at least get mustard for these sardines?
Gosh. You're not giving them credit for being pros, okay?
No.
And you're not giving her the credit
she
deserves.
If you can, quote-unquote, quiet quit, I can't count you as a pro.
Okay.
If you quiet quit, you can't be a pro. I can't call that a profession for you.
Zion?
A profession?
Ben Simmons?
No.
Is Ben Simmons a pro?
If you work somewhere and that's not where your aspirations are, your aspirations are where
you're... Ben Simmons, is he a pro or not a pro?
Man, that's so such an outlier. Yes, he is.
No.
He collects millions.
Okay. He doesn't show up. He's a quiet quitter.
Got drafted.
He is a
quiet quitter.
All right.
I know,
but his aspirations are not to play basketball. So
don't use my definition against me. Look, if you're flipping burgers, that's not what you want to be. Your profession is what you're doing when you lock it in. When you're locked in is your profession. Yeah, that's your profession when you lock it in. I worked at a mobile car care one time. I knew nothing about cars. That damn sure wasn't my profession. I didn't know anything about
it
that at all.
It wasn't the time.
I was terrible.
It wasn't the time.
I wasn't a profession. That's not what I was trying to do. Mm. That was a job. There's a difference between having a job and a profession. A profession means you're elevated in your thing. So, okay, AAA, maybe I give that to you. But if you're getting paid $1,100 and you're just living in poverty, I can't make that. Mm. I can't call you a pro.
Well, you're being disrespectful.
If women want you... Also, okay, let me flip this one.
You don't think the minor leagues, double A guys?
Okay, if they go back to your place.
You ever watch Bull Durham?
If they go back to your place and they still want
you. That's triple A, though.
Yeah. If they go back to your place and you're like, and they're like, oh, my God, it smells like butthole in here. Yes, yeah, because there's 10 dudes living here.
Well, either that or you're Jeffrey Dahmer.
And if you have to pull some kind of curtain rod that you hung in your own bedroom to create a wall,
mm-hmm.
quote, unquote, for your house, if somebody can hear you getting after it with a groupie, you ain't a pro. No.
Yeah.
You ain't a pro. Yeah. If they can hear you, if you live in the same room with two other guys, you cannot be a pro. There's a lot of what I'm finding now is there's
your
a lot of
your definition dragging. That's what I heard.
My stipulation.
Can we go back to hey Funkin' Wagnalls? Can we go back to sports? No.
No.
Why don't we talk about sports?
No.
All right. Okay. Who will the Texans take?
Who are the Texans drafting at two? Do you think there's a chance?
Will they do it at 12?
Be Bryce?
And, oh, by the way, is Titus Howard really a right tackle?
Coming up next, we'll delve into that and more.
Yeah. No, let's hurry up and get
tell
back.
Me you just,
let's go back to Houston sports.
Guys.
Rockets and Texans.
Can we get back to what the Rockets could do if they get the two pick or the three pick? What about the bullpen? You guys hadn't talked Montero at all today.
Let's talk about John Daspit. We haven't talked about him today.
Lance's definition dredging.
Yeah, a little bit.
That actually is 100% what
I was
doing.
True.
Was making sure that certain you fit my model of what a pro was. Mm-hmm. That was definition dredging. That's a good point.
Oh, that is true. Lima got him some. It was $250 plus tax, but he got it. It's true. He was a pro.
Ooh. He had to hit it with a 250-pound lady and two kids in a trailer so he could get free food.
Right.
That's not a pro.
That's a pro. He was pro.
That's basically prostitution. Actually, you're right.
He was
prostituting himself for free Ryan Steakhouse.
He was a pro.
Well, but it was for him and all of his friends, too. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, for those who are wondering about, who am I talking about here? Daspit?
John Daspit.
Yeah. You want to talk about now, this is a profession. His profession is helping people who have been injured. People who he just had that – he's finishing up the refinery blast case, the guy who had to jump off a train to keep from being killed because another train was going to crash into him. The people from – he's representing a lot of people from the the debacle with the Astroworld concert that they had there with Travis Scott. So that's going to take a little while. There's a lot of depositions to go through. There's a lot to get through. John Daspit understands the process. That's one of the great things about working with John Daspit is he'll tell you exactly what it's going to look like, how long it should take, what to expect. But the most important thing is he fights for your rights harder than anyone else. He understands that when you're injured, there's a lot that goes into it, and some of it you don't know about. I mean, the physical therapy that you have right now, how long is that going to last if you have a back injury, neck injury? These are things that can last a while before you get to where you need to get to. And the unfortunate thing is some people are injured so badly that they'll never be right again. And so you need someone who's working on the hospital bills, the pain and suffering, the time missed from work, all of that that goes into it. And John Daspit will fight. The insurance companies on the other side, they're going to squeeze you. John will squeeze back, and his lawyers will squeeze back. Just went to settlement. You know, somebody offered $750,000. John ended up getting $4 million in court. That's the Daspit difference. Experience the Daspit difference for yourself. Call 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to...
Hey! Yeah, you! You better be listening to ESPN 97.5. And don't you dare turn that down!
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, time for me to talk about Champion Energy and your electricity bill. I don't know what yours is. I know what mine is. I know it's less than yours, probably. I mean, it's just ridiculous how low it is and how low it's been for 16. I think I've been with them for 15, 16 years now. And every time my contract is up, they tell me, hey, we got a better rate for you here. It's unbelievable. But my rate has gone down. It feels virtually, it feels like every single time. I don't know. But all I know is that I love being with Champion Energy. I had a buddy who owns some businesses, and he was like, is it true? I mean, about Champion Energy? He went and got the, got the service, and he's like, holy crap, it is true. It is unbelievable how much you will save with Champion Energy. So if you're looking for an electricity company, one place to go, champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
Okay, I'm mounted up, huh? High off the ground, watch me count it up. Pop me a pound, burn it down with us. Let's hit the town, is you down or not? Look at me now, I done found me some.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're a big musical guy.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but, I mean, I've seen some. Seen some in Broadway's.
So, apparently, Bodyguard. You know the movie Bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with Kevin Costner.
And Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston singing. And I... Well, apparently it had to shut down. They had to shut it down.
The musical?
The musical.
Okay.
Because fans would not stop singing
along.
I didn't
even know it was a musical.
Wouldn't stop singing along with I Will Always Love You.
That seems like it'd be kind of cool, though.
Yeah. Like, bump, bump, bump. Yeah,
that's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, right. If there was a Sweet Caroline musical.
Sweet Caroline. That'd be a terrible musical. I hate Neil Diamond. But,
well, apparently
the jazz
you don't.
Singer.
Huh?
The jazz singer. He did a whole movie called The Jazz Singer.
So can you play Whitney Houston, I'll Always Love
So
You?
So wait. So
is it good?
So wait, did they shut that?
Really,
did they have to stop the, did they stop?
They shut the whole production. They stopped.
Because people sang?
Because people sang along.
And you told me that a little girl screaming at a basketball game is not a negative, but they shut a whole musical down because people sang?
Well.
That's soft.
But this is.
They're soft.
Do you sing along to I Will Always Love You?
No.
You know why? We'll get to the court. Can you fast forward?
Right, it's hard not to, though, when you get to the...
What? No, it's hard to do it. That's why they had to shut it down.
It's not
because
hard to do
people
it.
No. think they can sing it.
It's not
can
hard
you?
To do it.
All right, I want to see you get up there. And
I'm not
going to
hit... That's her octave.
You can't get...
Ooh, you were actually flat.
That's awful. I can't blame him for shutting it down.
But what if you
shut up, everybody?
What if you took the octave down?
Go get it.
I'll always love you. That's not that hard. Not if you sing it an octave lower.
See, no, you do. You sing it an octave
but
too
low. But
I got
a musical background, and you're so screwing up. I can hit them
the
notes.
The pros on the stage.
I can hit them notes.
Are you
because
a pro?
I was at UIL competing. Yeah, but I didn't get paid, so I wasn't a pro. No, I'm not a pro.
Are they pros on the stage if they're doing it in Toledo, Ohio?
They're still pros. Are they getting paid?
Are they? That's what I'm saying.
Well,
that's
okay.
Exactly what I'm saying.
No.
They're not on Broadway.
If you're off Broadway, on Broadway, if you're traveling.
No.
No, see, I don't know.
See, they're pros, and you don't even. Well, they're not anymore because they had to shut it down.
Where was
I feel
this,
bad for those.
Where
people.
Was this musical though?
In Manchester.
Manchester, England.
Yeah.
They shut it down in Manchester. So they didn't take
Look
a Broadway.
Even those Brits know our stuff.
So they didn't take a Broadway play. Okay, Manchester is probably. They probably had a lot of issues over there.
It's a traveling show, but they shut it.
They probably had to deal with a lot of stuff.
Well, they had to do with that accent.
In Manchester's working class, right?
Yeah.
It's probably a disaster there. Working class.
Trying to
sing. Englishmen singing, yelling. You ask them to nicely stop.
Teeth.
And they tell you to throw stuff at you. Like, that's not the first musical they're going to shut down there. I promise you.
No, there's.
Yeah. We'll see, shy. I know what I meant. Yeah. I guarantee you they're going to shut a lot of musicals down there.
Yeah. I thought Bobby was the bad influence, but it was always her. And why are you going to blame the victim? You're going to blame the victim, Todd.
Wait a minute.
Todd,
I think
the
Bobby
show.
Is. Wait a
see,
minute.
Twitch is a bad place to
but
be.
I think,
I'm on Twitch, and see, I
wait,
already
Whitney
regret
is
it.
Not, no, it was Bobby, right? Bobby was kind of the bad influence, right?
Bobby was a terrible. Bobby was abusive. Yes. He was terrible.
Yeah, it's not. It wasn't on Whitney.
No, you're blaming the victim.
Yeah.
I mean, just she was an enthusiast. She was a drug enthusiast, too. But, they were in a bad place a lot of times. So you can't blame the victim. Nobody cares about the Brits. I'm glad they shut it down. Are you glad they shut it down because it's in England? That's, you're a terrible person. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-7.
Speaking of terrible people, there's just this girl. The video of this girl who put her dog in a dryer on Instagram Live because she thought
she got arrested,
and people
for
are like, do it, that's hilarious. I just have such
she got
low,
arrested for this though.
I hope so. I have such low expectations for humans.
I mean, that is awful,
especially young people.
Did
who
you ever
do
put
things
kid,
for
a kid in there in a dryer?
No, I never put a kid in a dryer.
No, but sometimes when kids go in and they like to go in the dryer, it hurts though, so don't do that.
Yeah, and this dog's crying
I don't
now.
Know. Yeah, see, the dog, I mean, you can't do that. I think she got arrested for that.
I hope so.
I think she did. Dusty Baker. Like, here's the deal.
Man.
How about Jolks? How about the way that Jolks is hitting right now? How about
it's
the way
good.
Dubon is? Listen, McCormick, Dubon, and Jolks. Playing a major offensive role for this team over the last 3 to 5 games is highly unexpected. Corey Jolks is in the lineup now on a regular.
Hey, guys from the minor league become major league players. Maybe this guy's going to become a legit dude.
I mean, he deserved the shot after that. He was a long shot, though. Everybody thought during spring training it was going to be Justin Durden.
And then
but
Durden
then they said, no, we're going to take Jolks.
I think Durden had a bomb yesterday.
That was not in a professional game. It was in the minor leagues, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, but Corey Jolks had one in a major league game. His first home run. Here's Dusty.
Something he'll never forget because everybody remembers their first home run. Boy, that was, I love giving him the lineup card. So, that's something that he can cherish and take with him and put it behind him and try to hit some more.
That's great. That is great. You hit your first major league home run. I wonder if he got the ball. I think they threw it back. I think they did throw it back on the field, which is great. That's a tradition that started in Wrigley Field, throwing the ball back on the field. And for a guy who hit his first major league home run, thanks. I appreciate it.
I know.
Right? I don't have to pay you anything. I don't have to give you a bat, nothing.
Throw it back.
Yeah.
Jokes family's like, throw it back.
You know what they do, though?
What?
The kids out in the outfield. They'll give you a ball that they got in batting practice, and you throw that one back as opposed to the ball that was hit for the home run.
Wait, what?
Yeah. That happens a lot.
Wait, tell me that again?
So, kids that are there for batting practice and the home runs and balls are hit out there, I know this happened at Minute Maid last week, as a matter of fact, because the guy wouldn't throw it back. And then all of a sudden, a ball comes flying out of the stands. It was a batting practice home run ball that they throw back, and you keep the real ball from the game.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good way to go about it. If you find a kid that's got a home run ball and you give him $10, give me that ball, and I'll throw that back.
To me, you take the ball, you desecrate it in some way, and then you throw it back on the field like, you want it so bad? Jokes. Here you go.
Well, what? No. What you want to desecrate Jokes' home run ball?
No. If I were the opposing team.
Yeah.
Well, anybody who wants their home run ball back.
How do you want to? You want to put a booger on it? You want to wipe something with it? What?
Yeah.
How are you desecrating it?
Yes and yes.
What?
You could spit on it. You could just
what?
The old wiper.
You want to wipe?
Yeah.
You want to wipe the ball?
I mean, worst case scenario, you put it in your armpits and give it a little.
That's not the worst case. No, wiping with it.
Maybe that's best case.
Though, you ever wipe with a baseball before?
No, you got your clothes on, obviously. You just want them to see you disrespect the baseball.
For the camera.
Yeah. Just so they know, hey, not only am I throwing a baseball back, I want you to know this is how much I despise your team.
Okay, I'm wiping myself.
You don't think anyone would ever do that for the Astros? Our team's the most hated team in baseball. You don't think anyone, before they threw it back, would try to desecrate the baseball?
They're going to hit a garbage can first.
Ooh, don't hurt everyone's feelings with your garbage can talk. I love that people think that's still an effective move.
Not only did he do that, but what about when Corey Jolks was playing left field? Listen in. How about this catch by Corey Jolks yesterday?
Jiwon Bae sends one into left center field. Long run for Jolks. Corey Jolks with a great diving catch. Every outfielder has made an exceptional defensive play in this game. Jolks, McCormick, and Tucker as Jolks with the last one robbing Bae.
Nice. Nice. Corey Jolks playing. You know what? Good for him. I'd love to see a story where a guy comes up and the moment's not too big for him. It's just not too big. Corey Jolks, a local guy, University of Houston guy. Nice. That's good to see. 930 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. You know who else is a local guy? Craig DeSerf.
Craig DeSerf is a local guy. Craig DeSerf is a guy who does more than most people when it comes to car dealerships. He makes sure that you have the best offers possible. He makes sure that you have the best in terms of the programs that are available to you. He finds the best dealer cash back offers for you. Craig DeSerf also is going to make sure that you get the very best deals on your vehicle. Right now, I'll give you an example of that. If you want to drive a brand new truck, then driving to Angleton might be your best bet, because the short, beautiful drive will have you looking at a 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 and talking to truck experts at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Right now, they're available for 0% APR financing on the 23 Chevy Silverado with well-qualified buyers. 0% APR is incredible. No monthly payments for 90 days when you finance with GM Financial. Not to mention the great Gulf Coast Chevy dealer discounts. So much going on. Start shopping now at LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97. We got one segment, then News of the Weird. Actually, we've already been doing News of the Weird, if you want to know the truth. 713-780-3776. You better get in a hurry if you do want to get in here with us. Here's something interesting. We know Paul George had this to say about, and let's see if you, I know that there are some differing thoughts on Şengün. Whether or not Şengün is going to be a long-term rocket, it'll be interesting to see, because there is going to be an emphasis on defense. There is going to be an emphasis on defense.
Yeah.
Şengün on the pick and roll is not a good defender. He's just not. So it'll be interesting.
May never be great, honestly.
No, because for whatever. But that's not the best part of his game. Here's Paul George talking about the best part of Alperen Şengün.
He can do it all.
Part of his game.
I say the greatest part of his game is, I gotta say, his playmaking. Like at that size, at that position, his playmaking. I seen some flashiness where he, like on some magic type.
And he a big dog.
Big guy. He can really hoop. He's got a good touch, good feel. He's got playmaking, great vision. Like he's gonna be like the baby Joker. I think he's got a full complete package at the center position.
Yeah,
he is baby Joker. I've called him that too. A lot of people have called him. You see it, like, dude, he's got some special to him. He really does. Some guys are good offensive players and they're not good defense players. That's just the way it is. But his ability to see the court, his handles. When he can take guys from the top of the key and bounce them down, he's got low post moves. He's got
behind
counters.
The back passes.
Yeah, he's got counters, vision. Like, he's a better finisher than I expect. He's got some nasty dunks on people.
Yeah.
He'll get you 10 rebounds, 11 rebounds. Not a fast leaper. He's not going to be a shot blocker. But Şengün is, man, if you had to tell me you can only have one guy, Şengün or Jalen Green, I would probably go Şengün, just
really?
Because having a skilled big man is harder to find than having a skilled wing player. Skilled wing is easier to find than skilled big.
Hmm.
And look at the league right now. Look who is running the league right now from an MVP standpoint.
Yeah, but in all fairness, he's also got, he's got a lot of help in Gordon and Murray, and I mean, the Nuggets are good,
But Şengün doesn't, and he shows out on a regular basis.
And they lose.
Yeah, but that's not all because of him, though. Like, his performance is really good.
No, but they're one of the worst defensive teams, if not, they're the worst defensive team in the league, and in large part because they can't play defense.
It's got to matter more to Şengün. It's the same thing with Jalen, same thing with KPJ. You have to say the same thing about Şengün. It's fair for everybody. Basketball, defense has to start mattering more to Şengün. You don't have to be a great defender
or
even good.
I don't know if it doesn't matter to him, dude. I don't know that he'll be a good defensive player, even caring. And he does care. Yeah, he plays hard on the defensive end. He's just maybe it's his footwork. Maybe it's his whatever the deal is.
Be functional. If it means you have to hedge it a little bit, then hedge it a little bit. You know, hustle back to – they can play better. The effort level can be better. The intelligence of how you play can be better. That's not
– it can be more of an emphasis
on it. He's not a fully formed – like, he's not a fully formed basketball thinker yet. And I don't think his effort level – like, he doesn't truly know what it means to be great. But you see, should be scary to people, because look at Paul George. People around basketball know how talented this guy is, and that's a Rafael Stone pick. Now Rafael was thinking about trading up for Şengün and waited and let Şengün fall to him. But you know, they had him, and I remember having Chad, who used to be the big, what's his name, Chad Ford. I had Chad Ford. I did an interview with Chad Ford. He's in Hawaii, so I had to tape it. And Chad Ford said the analytics models were highest on Alperen Şengün. He was the top player from an analytics standpoint on the board. And then I think it was Cade after that. But, man, Şengün is so nice. He is just, for him being in the league 2 years, and his mixtapes.
Cade was the year
before. No, it was Cade and then Jalen Green.
Oh, it's just a Tate.
No, Cade Cunningham.
Cade Cunningham.
So, when you look at just 2 years in the league and you've already got a mixtape like you can put together for Alperen Şengün,
yeah,
that's impressive.
Well, here's Paul George, who Şengün reminds him of.
He's got shades of Marc Gasol. He's got shades of Pau Gasol. He's got shades of Jokic. He's got shades of, like, the great bigs that can pass, that can shoot, that can playmake. You know what I mean? He's super, super high IQ player. Like, I love his game.
Powell is who comes to mind for me.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. And Mark, he's not as fluid. He's fluid. I think Powell moved a little better than Şengün, just maybe a little quicker. What do you think, RJ? I think he is actually a better athlete than Mark.
I do
than
too.
Mark Gasol.
Mark is
so Powell
more
probably is. It's just that Powell's so long and
I think Şengün's got better handles and everything. I think
Powell is a good, really good, kind of a blend of Powell and Jokic. He's probably watched Jokic. I mean, it wouldn't shock me if he said that's a guy he models his game after. I don't know if he's been. He's probably been asked that, but when you watch Jokic play and you watch Şengün play, you see some of the same stuff.
I like that. Hey, guys, respect. I'm
that
telling you.
It feels great that a guy like Paul George has been around the league, has that kind of love for him.
Absolutely. No. And I mean, guys respect this game. That's awesome. No, but how many times have we heard this year, guys coming after they play the Rockets, so many guys talking about the talent level that the Rockets have. They need somebody to lead them. Now they're going to have a bunch of cash to spend on. And what free agent's going to come here? I'm going to tell you this.
Oh, you're
free fine. Agents are going to come, first of all, to money.
Yeah.
Secondly, you know, playing for the Houston Rockets organization is a respected organization in the league. This has just been about as dismal an era as you've ever had for the Houston Rockets. You know, it is the worst era of Rockets basketball. I don't know. You could argue that Mucci and Steve era was, I mean, that was like dark times.
I think there was a time right before Harden that was also a real purgatory where it's like, you know, that era in 2010, 2009 Rockets, after Yao and Tracy were gone, that was kind of a sleeper era, too. It wasn't great. But, yeah, the Coutinho and Steve felt like you were doing something, but the basketball wasn't fun to watch. But remember, Coutinho and Steve is when you had Yao. Like, Yao came in 2002. Steve was, what, 98 or 99? So Yao was there for a lot of that, too, but that little 98 to 2002 stretch before Yao came.
To me, that was worse
Kato,
than this.
Oh, my God. That was Kato, Steve,
because
Mucci.
You spent a lot of money. This, we knew what it was. This was a rebuild. This was young players. This was, you know, no spending no money except the dead money that you spent, that you've been spending. To me, that era was, that was hopeless, that Steve and Coutinho era. Anyway, it's hopefully it's all going to be. I tell you what, I trust in Patrick and Tillman and Rafael to do. You're right. Rafael doesn't get credit while he needs some blame for what's going on here. He also doesn't get the credit for a tie. Doesn't get the credit for Şengün.
I think he gets
Tari
credit for
Eason.
It. But that's
those
that's,
are good picks later.
That's one part of your job. And well, then now you get to is he doing his job and the coach not doing his job? But if the rumors are true about that he's stepping in and trying to help out with some of the coaching stuff, or I think you also have to be careful. It is a delicate balance of a GM telling a coach who he can play, who he can't play, whether or not he can discipline players. Like, he's going to have to stay in his lane. You know, really, Rafael Stone's going to have to stay in his lane. And the evaluation stuff, I don't have a problem with. But part of it is putting together a team that has, and he even said in his comments, we're going to bring in veterans. Now, he told us that everything's great with their, right? In one sentence, he told us everything's great with their chemistry on their team and their locker room and their culture is great. And then the next sentence said he's definitely bringing in veterans.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. You're bringing in veterans for a reason.
Well, you got to get older, first of all. I don't believe the culture thing. Come on. We know better. It's 944 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Actually, we've got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Are you excited about Fyre Fest 2? We'll find out on the other side right here.
I am now.
Of course you are. Of course you are. Right now, though, I'm talking about Amy and her great people over at it is really, really cool that guys are being catered to at a spa. Do you want to get the Botox? Do you want to get a facial? As a matter of fact, it was funny. Big Daddy, he had to get his skin. You know, you have to do this at some point. You have to get that facial where you take all that dead skin off. and you cleanse your skin. There's all kinds of hydrofacials, of Hollywood facial, all kinds of different things that you can do to really help your skin and your, especially on face and neck. And Amy is doing that. And listen, it needs to be done. If you want to take care of yourself, you want to take care of that hair that you have growing that you don't want it. You can, you trade the razor for a laser and it's never coming back. Okay. Do you want to get that Botox? Do you want to lose weight? How about injections that where you are getting weight loss that is really, really working right now? How about a date night with your wife or your girlfriend? How about a gift certificate for her you can stop by and get that for? You want to look younger. You want to feel happier. You want to feel better. You want to be more confident. You want to be more attractive to the opposite or same sex, whatever. All you need to do is go to 975medspa.com. 713-821-4222, 713-821-4222, or 975medspa.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Time for us to talk about Billy Brown over at Aqueduct Plumbing and what he's doing for us, what he's doing for the community. Billy, well, listen, I think you're doing it for the community when you send your people out to a site where there's some kind of a problem, some kind of a water problem. You have some kind of an issue, be it your tankless water heater, be it your sink leaking, be it whatever it is, your pipes, you're hearing pounding on your pipes, and you're like, what the heck is that? But that's a sign that you need to call Billy. And Billy will send this guy there, and they're going to come absolutely free, and they're going to give you a fair, fair estimate of exactly what is going to happen. I've seen them do some work and look at some stuff, and they go, sorry, I don't have to charge you for this. We don't have to charge you.
Yeah.
Because, it was actually too easy, or we don't need to charge you
for it. It wasn't what we thought we were going to have to do. Honestly, that's what John said is exactly right. And John would never lie to you. 281-488-6238. Aqueduct Plumbing Company, the big job, the small job, you can count on their honesty, their transparency, and great work. 281-488-6238.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Are you looking forward to Fyre Fest 2? Because it's going to be here. Very exciting news. Very exciting news. Are you really, really excited?
When you say it's going to be here, what do you mean?
Well, Fyre Fest 2 is going to happen.
Okay, but it's not going to be here.
Not here.
Are we going to be on an island again?
Yeah, hopefully.
And everyone's going to go there and not have water?
Yeah, hopefully.
People are going to have to do things to other people to try to get water?
Fyre Fest 2 finally happening, says failed Fyre Fest founder. A year after his release from prison.
Yeah.
Fyre Fest 2 is finally happening.
I can't trust that guy.
Why not? Just because he went to prison for the last one?
Yeah, I know. I'd love to trust that Fyre Fest guy, but I just can't do it. I wasn't going to go anyway, even if I trusted him. But
do you want the guy back who said he was going to perform a service to get the water?
That's what I'm saying. No, I mean, that guy, let me tell you something. He's down for the cause. He's ride or die.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that guy's ride or die. Like, hey, if we got to get the water, I'll do what I have to do. Man, I'm just going to let that run.
Man, that water was pretty important.
Yeah, have you ever been thirsty? Really thirsty?
Yeah.
No, I've never been that thirsty, but, you know, he's ride or die. I'm not.
No.
I'll just be honest with you. I'm not.
Do you feel like if you stole a scooter from a Target, do you think that you should immediately put it together outside the store? You had to assemble it.
How are you going to get away?
Well, yeah, I think you should probably take it somewhere to where you should assemble it. But if you need a ride to get it, if you need a getaway cycle, then I guess.
So did they catch him?
Well, yeah, because he was putting it together right outside the store.
I don't know. Sometimes they just let you walk out and do whatever you want with a.
Oh, yeah, they know. They do. They do. Right.
I mean, if it were, I know that, okay, you know where I know that story didn't happen? San Francisco.
That was Florida. It was Florida.
Oh, yeah, they'll catch you there. Oh, yeah. They might shoot you.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. A family wants answers after a man eaten alive by bedbugs in county jail.
Eaten alive?
Is there a worse way to go than being eaten alive by bedbugs?
I'm just going to put two and two together. I don't feel like that's the actual cause of death. Bedbugs. What are all these sores here? Oh, these are bedbugs. That looks like an incision with a shank. Nope, bedbugs. We got no problems with shanks in this prison, just bedbugs eating him to death.
He was in for 3 months before he was found dead in his jail cell. What Mr. Thompson was housed in was not fit for a diseased animal. He did not deserve
it. Where was this?
It was in Georgia.
Yeah,
Atlanta.
I can see that. I watched.
They literally watched his health decline until he died.
I watched 60 Days In when they were in Fulton County Jail.
That is, I think that's a bit excessive. Do you think this might be a bit excessive? A man in Lubbock who spit at police was sentenced to 70 years in prison.
Okay. What else happened?
Sentenced by a Lubbock jury on Wednesday to 70 years in prison after he was found guilty on two counts of harassment of a public servant for spitting at Lubbock officers.
What else?
You're not going to get 70 years for something like this when you've never been in trouble before.
Right.
He was arrested. This is not his first time.
No.
No.
He's had some other stuff.
Yeah. May of 2022, domestic violence after a victim flagged down an officer. Yeah, he's like a serial
bad guy.
Yeah. So 70 years.
I mean, this is ironic that this is the tax scheme bringing down Capone.
Yeah.
This is.
Right. Tax evasion.
And then, you know what got him? Bed bugs.
Well,
no,
I don't wish that on anyone.
Bed bugs or syphilis?
I don't care if you spit on cops. You do not deserve to die by bed bugs.
No, no.
No.
But Capone died
syphilis
because of syphilis.
Is something you brought on yourself, I think.
Yeah, bed bugs you didn't bring on yourself.
No. A mother says she called police because she couldn't tell her twin sons apart. Do you feel like this is something?
Oh, my God.
I have to go tomorrow. I have to go to the police station so they can fingerprint my twins and tell me which one is which.
Must step in. How old are these kids?
These kids are, apparently they're young. They're babies.
They got to be babies.
She can't tell them apart, yeah.
But why are the cops? Well, who do you call?
The babies are now 3 months old.
Well, who do you call, though, I guess?
I mean, I guess they have their fingerprint. No, you call the hospital for their footprints, right?
Yeah, I would think. You don't call police.
I think it might be a waste of taxpayer dollars to be calling the police.
911, what's your emergency? I don't know which twin is which.
Can you
footprint
them?
Now, I've heard of this happening before where you don't know which twin is which, but usually it's two dudes and a woman, and they're trying to trick the woman.
Right.
Not the kids and a mom. I have heard of the old switcheroo where the twins try to play a little trick.
Right. Like, what about the old switcheroo when you murder somebody, twins murder somebody, but they're like, me? What
Ooh,
me?
That's a,
how can you prove it?
I don't know about that switcheroo. Somebody's going down for that.
Well,
one of those
which
twins
one?
Is.
But which
well,
one?
Well, you can't say you can't guess which
Well, you
one.
Always say it was him.
Yeah.
The two of them go,
well,
no, it was
not,
him. No,
let
it was
me tell
him.
You what's going to happen. If my twin did that, I ain't wearing the same clothes as you anymore. We're definitely not going to be that tight anymore.
Too late. We were wearing the same outfit that day.
Did you know twins? Have you known
usually
any
usually at 25, 30, you're not wearing the same clothes anymore, but you never know.
Have you ever, some twins are corny like that. They keep doing it. Have you ever known twins?
Yeah.
I've
known twins.
You know them personally?
Yeah.
I haven't really ran into many twins. I'm talking about
identical twins. Oh, yeah. No, not nearly. No. Maybe. No.
Yeah. Calvin and Calvert Bufford. Calvin
Did they kill anybody
and
blame the other
but
one?
They had the most incredible Jerry curls. And, like, Calvin Bufford was my favorite basketball. I was a freshman. He was a senior. And I was like, man, I want to be like Calvin Bufford. That was my guy,
just
Calvin.
Just that name, I want to be like.
Yeah, but his basketball game was like, he just.
Off the charts? Yeah,
no, turned the ball over.
Oh, well, why do you want to be like?
Kind of took wild shot selection.
He
Calvert
a,
was
he
a rebounder.
He could be a rocket.
Yeah.
Today.
Oh, no.
He's probably in his 50s, right?
Yeah, Calvin Bufford probably.
We're done. Paul Gallant is next. He can't be a rocket, but he can be on your radio next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Alexa, turn it off. Alexa, turn it off.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.